Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Yud Dalid. We left off on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the second to last skinny line on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Cholzu Beishamai Poslim. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also sponsored by Daniel Cohn, Li'ilui Nishmas, his father, Paul Cohn, Moshe Leo Ben Eliakim, whose yard site is today. Also sponsored in memory of Ella Lipsky, Elka Bas Avram Yaakov, on the occasion of her yard site, the Neshama Shevna Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is like a regular daf in Shas. You're not gonna, it's nothing particularly Yevamos-like in today's daf. There are two basic sugyas in today's daf. First, we're going to discuss the sugya of Lo Sisko Dudu. What exactly are the gedarim of the Isser to divide up into different groupings among Klal Yisrael? And then we're going to get into the issue that's going to take us through all of tomorrow's daf as well, which is Im Asu Beishamai Kidivrehem. Do we assume that the Beishamai followed their own opinions, Lemaisa? Is it just something that they held in the Beis Medrash, or did they actually follow through Lemaisa and hold of their opinion as well? So the Gemara is going to have 13 rayas, whether Asu Beishamai Kidivrehem. The first five of them are on today's daf, and then with the next seven are on tomorrow's daf, and then number 13 is on the next day's daf. So we're going to be in Im Asu Beishamai Kidivrehem for a while. But we left off at the second to last skinny line, on daf Yud Gimel and Beis Cholzu Beis Shammai Poslim. So we had this fundamental machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether the Tsaras Erva requires Yibum Chalitza or not, where Beis Hillel had said in the opening Mishnah in the Masechta, and we had assumed it for a couple of weeks, that Beis Hillel had said that Tsaras Erva is potter from Yibum and Chalitza also. But Beis Shammai disagreed, and Beis Shammai holds that Tsaras Erva requires Yibum Chalitza. So if they do Chalitza, Beis Shammai Poslim, Beis Shammai will say she now becomes Pasulakuna because she is a chalutza. Whereas Beis Hillel would say, no, if they did chalitza, it was a joke. They weren't chayiv in chalitza, so she's not a chalutza at all, and she's going to be kosher lukuna. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that line obvious? Meaning, once I know that Beis Shammai requires chalitza and Beis Hillel doesn't require chalitza, isn't it obvious that if she does chalitza according to Beis Shammai, she's chalutza and she's pasulakuna, and if she does chalitza according to the Beis Hillel, she is not a chalutza because she had no requirement of chalitza. It would be no different than some random lady going and taking off some random man's shoe and spitting near him, which is not a chalitza. It doesn't have a, if there's no chiyuv of chalitza, then there's no chalitza. So it says Mar Lafuke de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that it's coming to tell me not to say like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because we're going to have all the way at the end of today's daf where Da'amar Bo and Sakinam Latzarosh Yucholzos Lomis Yamos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri tries to satisfy both opinions. And he says, you know what you should do in such a case when you have a tzaras erva? Do chalitza, don't do yibum. Because if you're doing yibum, you're doing very wrong according to the Beis Hillel. According to the Beis Hillel, you're violating arayos. She's eishes achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah. But if you don't do chalitza, and you're just being matir l'shuk, you're doing something wrong according to the Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai says she requires chalitza. So kamash malan, the Beis Hillel machshirim. So that's what it's telling me, that Beis Hillel is not even cautious about this. Beis Hillel just holds kosher that a tzaras erva is Mutaris Lashuk, and it's not an issue at all. Then we said Nisiyabumu, if they didn't do Chalitza, they did actual Yibum on a Tzaras Erva. So Beis Shammai is going to say, great, she's Kasha Lakuna, she's Kasha for everything, because she did nothing wrong, she only did a mitzvah. Whereas Beis Hillel Poslim, Beis Hillel is going to say, she's doing an Isser Kares, she's an Eish Sachiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. So if you do Yibum, you're violating Isser Kares. So says Marasu Lamali, isn't that obvious that according to Beis Shammai, she's not going to be possible because she's doing the mitzvah of Yibum the way it's supposed to be done. And according to Beis Hillel, she will be possible Lukuna because she's a Zona, like anyone else who's Nevelas B'Isser. So says Marna, Aidi Tatana Choltsu, Tana Nami Nisiyabmu. Einachinami, it doesn't really need to teach us that halacha, but once it tells us the din of Choltsu, so it tells us the din of Nisiyabmu as well. So now the Gemara moves on to the sugya of Lo Sisko Dedu. In what situations do we assume that different Han Hagos among different portions of the tzibur are going to be a problem of Lo Sisko Dudu, of breaking up the tzibur into different groupings, and when do we assume it's not a problem? So Tana Nasam, a little chazar of Maseches Megillah. The first Mishnah Megillah taught us Megillah Nikreis Ba'achad Asar B'Shnei Masar B'Shlosh Asar B'Arba Asar B'Chamisha Asar Lo Pachos V'Lo Yoser. The eligible days for Kriyas Megillah are the 11th day of Adar, and the latest time is going to be the 15th day of Adar. It never could be read before the 11th day of Adar, and can never be read after the 15th day of Adar. Rashi Maseches Megillah says Lo Pachas Miralef Lo Yoser Mitesvav. In the Kikayon de Yonah, he explains that you might have thought just like you have 3 days before Yud Dalid, where technically if you live in a small village, we allow Kriyas Megillah. So you might have thought that you get 3 more days after Tesvav that you might be able to read the Megillah. And there's our Daf Yomi coincidence, because now it's 3 days after Tesvav, right? So you might have thought that 3 days after Tesvav you could still read the Megillah. So that's right. Tell me, no, Lo Pachos Velo Yosa. You're not allowed to read the Megillah after that at all. So Amar Le Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. How could they be misakin as man kriya that's different from one place to the other? Ikri kan los is kodudu los asu agudos agudos. Whatever happened to the Yisra of los is kodudu, which tells me that you're not allowed to divide up at Tzibur in the way that they're noheg into different groupings. That there has to be one uniform minug that Klal Yisrael follows. Because you don't want it to appear the way Rashi explains, you don't want it to appear like there are shtei toros, like there are two toros. That's the iser that's the reason for the iser of los hiskodudu, that it shouldn't look like we have two toros. The Rambam in Chavon Parakud Beis Halacha Yudalid says the reason for the iser is because it's going to cause machlokas. Not that it's going to appear like two toros, but that people are always going to be arguing with each other. But let's go with Rashi that it's going to appear like two toros, and therefore when the Avshei Knesset Hagadola were misakin Purim, they should have been misaking 1 day of Purim. Why are they splitting it up into 5 different days? You know, if you basically give me the Dalet Tesvav. So the Gemara discusses the makar of this Isra of Los Iskodudu. Hai Los Iskodudu, mi bai lilu gufe. Wait a second. If you look in the Chumash, the word Los Iskodudu, the phrase Los Iskodudu, is not about breaking up into different groupings. No, it's about the Pashup Shar and the Pasuk. Dom Rachmana, Los Sasu Chabur al Meis. It's the Pasuk telling me that one is not allowed to wound oneself over in mourning, over someone dying. That's the Isra of Los Iskodudu. That if someone dies, now let it cut yourself as a sign of mourning when somebody dies. Tosos Tibra Maskul Damar Achman Losasu Chabura asked that the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samaches says that Rabbi Akiva used to beat himself up when Rabbi Eliezer died. He would pound his chest until blood would drip from his body. How could he not be choshish for the Yisra of Los Iskodudu to do in the Pashut Pshat of the Pasuk that you're not allowed to wound yourself over a mace? So Tosos gives 2 tevutim. Number one, he says the Yisra Chabura al a mace is only b'derech srita. It's only if you cut, not if you pound yourself, and then for whatever reason that's not included in the Yisr of Los Iskodudu. Second, Tosa says, this was after Rabbi Eliezer died, and Rabbi Akiva was not so carried away because of the loss of Rabbi Eliezer, but it was the absolute loss of Torah, that now if he had any suffix in learning, he had nobody to go to, because that was, Rabbi Eliezer was the person, apparently, who was the Baki Bekala Torah Kula, who knew everything that you can go to for everything, and that's our second Daf Yomi coincidence in the still in the Shiva of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who was the one person on this planet that knew everything and you can go to for everything with instant recall. He'll be able to point you to exactly the place in anywhere in Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, Nigla Nister, where something appeared. So that's what Tos says, that Rabbi Akiva was allowed to wound himself over the loss of the Torah of Rabbi Eliezer, even though one is not allowed to wound himself over the loss of a person. But anyway, the Gemara's question over here is, how can you tell me Los Iskodudu means that you're not allowed to break up into different groupings in Klal Yisrael? The Pasuk Los Iskodudu is mean by Lugufe. You needed to tell me just the basic issue, you're not allowed to cut yourself. So Imkein Lemakra Lo Tigodudu My Tiskodudu Shema Min Alach Yudasa. No, if it just wanted to tell me not to cut yourself, it would have said Lo Tigodudu. The extra tough tells me that you're not allowed to break up into Agudos Agudos. Maybe that's all it's telling me, that you're not allowed to break up into Agudos, and it's not telling me anything about cutting yourself. Imkein Lemakra Lo Tagodu My Lo Tiskodudu Shema Min Atarti. Since it could have said Lo Togodu, if that's all it wanted to tell me, and it says Lo Tiskodudu, so we see that there are 2 limudim that one can have from here, that you're not allowed to cut yourself over a mace, and also that we're not supposed to break up into agudos. On that pasuk, the Maral and Gor Aryeh on the Chumash raises the question that normally if you have two drushas from the same pasuk, it's got to at least be similar. They have to have something to do with each other. What on earth does Lotus Goda do in agudos have to do with cutting oneself? So he says, what do you mean? They're very similar to each other. When one cuts oneself, he breaks up his flesh into two different sides of the wound. The flesh is on one side and the flesh is on the other side. Lotus Goda do is to break up agudos, to break up the people, to break up Klal Yisrael, some doing like this and some doing like that. So it's very similar to each other. Okay, so now I understand the Isser of Los Iskodadu. So now we go back to the Kasha that Reish Lakish asked. How can you have Kriyas HaMegillah on all these different days? What about Los Iskodadu? Samalei, Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, Ad Kan Lo Shanisa, is this the only time you have such a problem? Didn't you learn Pesachim? And here we are within 30 days before Pesach, so it's Kedai. Makam Shragu Lasos Malacha Varvi Pesachim Ad Chatzos, Osin, Makam Shragu Shalol Lasos, Ein Osin. Some places have a minute where they do Malach on Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. Other places have a minute where they don't do Malach on Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. After Chatzos, everyone has an Issa Malacha. But up until Chatzos, it's dependent on Minag. What about Losis Kodu? If you're bothered by Losis Kodu by Megillah, why aren't you bothered by Losis Kodu when it comes to Erev Pesach? So Reish Lakish responds from Yochanan, Min Lach Ano Isura. I'm talking about a takana, a mitzvah, a requirement. Tam Rav Shem Barabba, Am Rav Yochanan, L'kayim Esimei Apurim Bizmaneihem. Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem chachamim, that the chum were actually mesakein as a mitzvah, different zmanim for the mitzvah of Purim. Va'atam redli min haga, and you're coming back to me with minag. Yeah, I'm familiar with the fact that there could be different minhagim, and that there are some places that have minag one way, some places that have a minag another way. That wasn't my kasha. My kasha was in the world of Isra v'heter, in the world of requirements. How could it be that there's a takana to do Purim on different days? So Rabbi Yochanan responds, v'hasam, and by melach haner pesach, lav Surahavya, are you sure that it's not an Isser? Vatanan, Halaila, Beishamay Osrin, Beisil Matirin. What about the night of Bedikas Chametz? Orly Yudal Nisan. So Beishamay says you're not allowed to do Malacha then either, and Beisil holds you are allowed to do Malacha at that point. The Gemara over there says that according to Rabbi Meir, it's all about Minhag, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's about Ikar Adin. So this Mishnah that we're quoting now about the Machlokes Beisham Beisil is within Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, that they're arguing about Din, they're arguing about Halacha. So you see that in a place where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, it's not only Mishum Minhag, it's Mishum Isser. And the place where they and they're following the Shita of the Beis Shammai, and the place where they do malacha, it's because they're Matir, like the Shita of the Beis Hillel. So it turns out that even in Din, you find different Hanhagos, in not only in Megillah, but in Pesachim as well. So Amalei, Reish Lakish says, no, Hasam Aroa, Omer Malacha Hu Delesle. If you see someone refraining from malacha on Erev Pesach, nobody's going to think it's because Agudos, Agudos, because you're breaking up into different units and different groups. They'll just think he doesn't have any work to do today, so he's taking the day off from work. That's the only, so that's not going to be a violation of Agudos Agudos anyhow. But my kasha is about Purim, because Purim, you do all these unusual hanagos that you would never do during the rest of the year, reading the Megillah. So that's the question. So Rabbi Yochanan says, how could it be that any change in hanhaga between one portion of the tzibur and another portion of the tzibur is Los Iskodu, Vabeshame Matir and Saros Lachem Besilalsrim? What about our Mishnah? You have Machlokes Beisham Beisilal. What do you do with Saros Erva? Do they do Yibum or do they not? Beisilal says they're not allowed to do Yibum, and that the Talmid Beisilal followed that Hanhaga. So it could be, you see clearly that it could be that some of the Tzibur is going to be Matir something, some of the Tzibur is going to ask for something, and it's not a violation of Los Iskodudu. Why don't you ask a Kasha on Yivamas? You're asking a Kasha on Megillah? So I am saying you don't want to ask a Kasha on Pesachim, because that's about Melacha, and Melacha could be just the guy doesn't have Melacha. But ask Kasha Yavamas. So Reish Lakish says, Mi Savrit Beishamai Kedivrayim. Wait, you think Beishamai actually did what they said? Lo Asu Beishamai Kedivrayim. Beishamai didn't actually follow through on this and allow the Tzoras Erva to do Yibum. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asu Vasu. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, they did. They absolutely did. They allowed a Tzoras Erva to do Yibum. So the Gemara explains that the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Ubiplukta, the Rav Shmuel, the Rav Omer Lo Asu Beishamai Kedivrayim, Ushmuel Amar Asu Vasu, Tzmachlokas, Rav and Shmuel. And this is going to be the discussion we're going to have for the rest of today's daf, and the rest of tomorrow's daf, and a little bit of the next day's daf. Did Beis Shammai do Kedivrayim, or did Beis Shammai not actually follow through the Maisa? Meaning it could be they held one way in the Beis Medrash, but maybe they didn't actually follow through the Maisa to do Kedivrayim. So Gemara asks, well, the Gemara in Maseches Erevin tells us that a Baskel came out and said that whenever you have Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the halacha is like to Beis Hillel. So Emas, when is this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, or Rav and Reish Lakish on the one side, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan on the other side, whether Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim or not? Ile mekodem baskal, if it's before the baskal paskin like the Beis Hillel in my time, demandem lo asu, why on earth wouldn't the Beis Shammai be also kedivrayim? If they held that something was right, why would they just concede to the Beis Hillel before any baskal told them that they had to? Elo liachar baskal, if it was the after baskal, my time demandem marasu. If it was after the baskal came out and said that we always pass like the Beis Hillel, how could Beis Shammai possibly follow their own opinion? The baskal already said that we follow the sheet of the Beis Hillel. So ibay seimu kad the baskal, ibay seimu laachar baskal. It could be that this machlokas was before the baskal, or it could be this machlokas was after the baskal. Ibay seimu kad the baskal could go into Beis Hillel ruba. It could be that it was before the baskal, and the reason why the Beis Shammai should have, according to one opinion, conceded to the Beis Hillel was because Beis Hillel was the majority. The man yamar lo asu da Beis Hillel ruba, and the sheet that holds Beis Shammai therefore didn't follow their own opinion was because they had to concede to the majority of the Beis Hillel. Uman yamar asu, and the sheet that says the Beis Shammai followed their own opinion and did not concede to the Beis Hillel and did not follow the rove is because ki azlin and basar ruba hechad ki adadin, and when do we follow the rove? That's if both sides are equal in chachma. But hacha Beis Shammai mechad ditvei. But over here Beis Shammai is the sharper, they're the smarter one. So therefore you would follow the sharp. They held that you can follow the opinion of those who are more intelligent rather than the opinion of the majority of the masses. The remez to the idea that you wouldn't follow a rove when one is smarter is the pasuk says lo sana al riv lintos achrei rabim lahatos. So the very pasuk says achrei rabim lahatos starts with lo sana al riv, but riv is spelled without a yud, so it's a lashon of rav. So it's chasr without a yud to be merames that when there's a rav, when there's someone who's greater in chachma, that's going to overpower achrei rabim lahatos. Or it could be that this whole machlokas where the Beis Shammai did like their own opinion is only after the baskal. So mandi amalo asu the shita that they did not follow their own opinion to nafka baskals because the baskal already told them that they're not allowed to follow their own opinion. Well, mandi amar asu and the shita that says they still maintain their own opinion. Rabbi Yeshua yidamarin mashkichim baskals, going like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua that you don't pay any attention to a baskal. Now, according to the first opinion, what about the idea that we don't pay any attention to the baskal? Meaning, why did the first opinion assume that Beis Shammai would just automatically concede to a baskal? After all, the Tosus points out, the Gemara tells us in Babatzia Daf Nun Tes that the baskal came out and said Malacha Meitzel Rabbi Eliezer Halacha Kamosa B'Kol Makom, that we follow Rabbi Eliezer, and it's not just another case of a baskal. Rabbi Eliezer is Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer is Shamutei. He's from Talmid and Beis Shammai, and the baskal came out and said, oh, you should follow Rabbi Eliezer because Halacha Kamosa B'Kol Makom. And Amad Rabbi Shua Al Raglav, Rabbi Shua got up and he said, no, lo b'shamayimi, we're not Meshkiach b'baskal. And that's what we always paskin. We paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because he's Shamutei. So what do you mean that that we pay attention to a baskal? So Tos says that over there the baskal was only Mishum Kvodo Shal Rabbi Eliezer, because it said he had said Min Hashamayim Yochichu, let the Shamayim tell whether I'm correct or not. So the baskal had to come out Mishum Kvodo of Rabbi Eliezer. But a baskal that came out unprompted, maybe that baskal you would listen to. So it's only in that case where they asked for the baskal that you're not going to listen to it. Or alternatively, Tosa says, it could be that over there the rove was against Rabbi Eliezer, so the baskal was against the rove, and that's where you're not going to listen to a baskal. But the baskal, it says, we pass like Beis Hillel over the Beis Shammai, the baskal is supporting the rove. So when the baskal supports the rove, maybe then you do have to listen to the baskal. So says Gemara, Umandi Amar Aswa, the shita that holds that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion, Karinan Kadlos is Kodulos Aswa Gudus Agudos. How could Beis Shammai follow their own opinion knowing full well that Beis Hillel was following their opinion, their own opinion? Isn't that going to be a violation of Losus Kodudu? Amar Abaye, Ki Amrinan, when do we say Losus Kodudu? Kigon Shtei Batidin and Biarachas. That's if you have two Batidin in the same city. Halol Lamorim Kedib Beis Shammai, Halol Lamorim Kedib Beis Hillel. One based in Pasna Beis Shammai, one like Beis Hillel. Shtei Batidin and Shtei Ayaros Leslanba. But if you have two Batidin in two different cities, then it's not a violation of Losus Kodudu. Amar Ravas, Ravas says Abaye, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Kishtei Batidin and Biarachas Dami. Aren't Beis Shammai Beis Hillel comparable to two Batidin in one city because they both lived in the same place? And nevertheless, Beis Shammai still followed their own opinion. So according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, at least they followed their own opinion. So you see that even Be'ir Achas, there's no violation of Los Eskodudu. Elo Amar Rava, so Rava modifies. Ki Amrin Los Eskodudu. When is there an Isra of Los Eskodudu? Gon based in Be'ir Achas. Peleg Modim Kedivir Beis Shammai, Peleg Modim Kedivir Beis Hillel. If you have two batei din in the same city, half of them are mora kedivrei beis shammai, they pass in beis shammai, and half of that same beis din follows the sheet of the beis hillel. So that's aval shtei batei din b'yarachas. But if you have two separate batei dinin, then lesson. But then that would not be a violation of los hiskotu. That would not be a problem. The rishonim raised the kasha. What about, how does that help with Kriyas HaMegillah? It was B'nai Kfarim that would be Maktim L'Yom HaKnisa. Maktim L'Yom HaKnisa means that's the day they were in the city. So when they were in the city, they would hear the Megillah in the city from, even though the B'nai Ayaros, who also lived in that city, would only hear the Megillah on Yadalit. So it's a Beis Din Echad B'Makom Echad, and it seems not to be a violation of those Siskot to do. So Tos says, now the B'nai Kfarim were not read in the city. They would read b'makom. They would read back in the villages. It sounds that way from Yerushalmi. The Rush writes based on that same Yerushalmi that no, they would read in the city, but a Ben Ir wouldn't read for them. They would read for themselves. And since they would read for themselves, it's like shtei batei dinin b'ir achas, where it's not a violation of los hiskodu. It's only based in echad b'ir achas that divides into two. That's a violation of los hiskodu. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to start bringing out all the rayas, whether asa b'shamek kedivrayim or not. So raya number one, Tashma b'makomish Rabbi Elazar, of course, makes him lasos pchem b'shabbos lasos barzel. That in the place where Rabbi Eliezer lived, Rabbi Eliezer held that machshirei mila are mutar on Shabbos. This whole parak of Shabbos called Rabbi Eliezer de mila, and it's all based on the fact that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're even allowed to do the preparation work for the mila on Shabbos. So you're allowed to chop the wood in order to make the fire, in order to prepare the knife, so that you could do a mila on Shabbos. A little daf yomik coincidence. We have a bris and shul this morning. B'makomish Rabbi Yosef Glili. And in Rabbi Yossi Aglili's place, they would eat a basar of with milk, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili held that basar b'chalav does not include basar of, not even on a drabbanon level, that it's heter gomor to have basar of with chalav. So the Gemara is medayik b'mekomish Rabbi Eliezer in b'mekomish Rabbi Kiva lo. Where would they allow machshirei mila on Shabbos? Only in Rabbi Eliezer city, but not in Rabbi Kiva city. Ditnan klalam Rabbi Kiva kam loch shev shalas sos mer of Shabbos. Shabbos, because Rabbi Akiva taught us the rule that if there's a melacha that could have been done before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's not going to be docha Shabbos. So therefore cutting the wood to make the knife for mila, something could have been done before Shabbos. But this is the Gemara's question: how could they allow kris seitzim for machshirei mila in Rabbi Eliezer's place on Shabbos, and Rabbi Akiva's place they don't allow it? Isn't that a violation of agudos? Why is that such a kasha? Mekamos shiny. We already said that if it's two different places, then it's not a violation of agudos agudos. Udkarila my karila. So the Gemara says, what was the hava mina? Did you forget the maskana of the Gemara that if there are different makomos, then it's not a violation of los hiskodudu? No, salkadait chamina mishum chumra de Shabbos kamach mechadami kamash v'lan. I might have thought that because of the chumra of Shabbos, it's the whole world has to observe Shabbos on the same level, and therefore mishum chumra de Shabbos, every place is considered like one location. So kamash that there's no such din. It's a very fascinating havamina. That mishum chumra, that I understand Shabbos is very chumr. Why does that make it that the whole world is considered the same place just because chumra de Shabbos? So a difficult kasha, but that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, that because Shabbos is so chumr, that we should treat the whole world like it has to follow the same practices. Meaning we can't have any, the way Rashi said that it's going to look like shtei toros. We have to maintain the integrity of Shabbos, because Shabbos is so chamor that it can't even look a little bit like shtei toros, that it's even in two different places. So says Mar Raya number two. So Tashema, Rabbi Avo, Kiyukal Asrei, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. When Rabbi Avo went to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's town, have a metaltal shraga. He would carry, he would be metaltal, he would move around on Shabbos a candle that was lit on that Shabbos and has since been extinguished. And he didn't aser because of the Yisra of Mukta, because Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi passing is like Rabbi Shimon, who's Matir Mukta. So in the place of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Rabbi Avo was noeg like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that there's no isra of mukta, and that he's allowed to move a candle that became extinguished on that Shabbos. So the leichter goes out, and he wants to clean off the dining room table. He picked up the whole leichter and took it off of the table on Shabbos. V'chi ikla la'asrid Rabbi Yochanan. But when Rabbi Avo went to Rabbi Yochanan's city, love him a talfel shraga, he wouldn't do that, because Rabbi Yochanan passing was like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is an isra of mukta. So he had to follow that opinion when he was in that town. But the question is, how could he change from one place to the other? together, isn't it a violation of Losus Kodu? Vahimakushya says more, why is that so challenging? Vlamin Makamo Shiny, didn't we just say that different places are different? So Anan Hach Kamrin, Rabbi Avo, Hechi Avid Hachi. What we're saying is, how could Rabbi Avo be knowing this way? Vehechi Avid Hacha Hachi, how could he be knowing in one place like Rabbi Shoman Levi? Vehechi Avid Hacha Hachi, and how could he be knowing in another place like Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, if it's Asr everywhere. And if it's Mutter everywhere. So why would he follow one opinion in one place, the other opinion in the other place? So Gemara explains, Rabbi Avok, Rabbi Shoban Levi, Sfirulei. He also like Rabbi Shoban Levi, Kimikla Asri, Rabbi Yochanan, Lava Metalta Mishum Kvoda, Rabbi Yochanan. So when he went to Rabbi Yochanan's town, he wouldn't be Metalta the candle because of cover of Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning he really held that it's Mutter, that there's no Isra of Mukza. But he was extra Machmir in the place where people were Machmir, where they followed Rabbi Yochanan. V'ika Shama'a, but what about his Shamish? Rabbi Avol Shamish is going to see him being Matir in Rabbi Shoban Levi's location, so the Shamish is going to come to be Matir in Rabbi Yochanan's location as well, and he's not going to know to be careful about the cover of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Modele L'Shama'a, it must be, he tells the Shamish, by the way, when we're in Rabbi Yochanan's location, then you need to be a little more careful. So now the Gemara brings a third Raya, like Rav and Reish Lakish that Beishamai did not do Kidavreim. Actually, the first two Rayas were not about whether Beishamai did Kidavreim or not. First two Rayas were just about Losas Kod to do. So now we have whether Beishamai did Kidavreim. So Toshima, even though Beis Hillel asers a tzaras erva, to do yibum, and Beis Shammai allows a tzaras erva to do yibum, requires actually a tzaras erva to do yibum. Lo nimnu Beis Shammai lisa nashim Beis Hillel. We said that the Beis Shammai would marry the women from Beis Hillel, lo Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and the Beis Hillel would also not refrain from marrying women from the Beis Shammai, even though according to the Beis Hillel, the women from the Beis Shammai might have been mamzeros, because if they allowed a tzaras Erva to do Yibum, that's an Isra of Eshes Ach, it's an Isra of Kares Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. So they still didn't refrain from marrying each other. So says the Gemara, E Amr Bishlam Lo Asu, if you're going to tell me the Beis Shammai didn't follow their own opinions once the Halacha was Paschal like the Beis Hillel, Mishamachi Lo Nimnu. Now I get why Beis Hillel had no problem marrying women from the Beis Shammai, because the Beis Shammai weren't really following through on their shita anyway. Eliyamit asu, but if you hold like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan that Beis Shammai continued to follow their opinion, amaylo nimnu, then why didn't Beis Hillel refrain from marrying the women from the Beis Shammai? L'shitasam, the women from the Beis Shammai were a high risk of being mamzerim. So bishlam Beis Shammai mi Beis Hillel, I get why Beis Shammai mi Beis Hillel lo nimnu. I get why Beis Shammai wouldn't refrain from marrying women from the Beis Hillel to bnei chayav elavininu, because what's the worst that could happen according to the Beis Shammai? According to the Beis Shammai, when there's a tzaras erva, she's supposed to do yibum, and Beis Hillel would allow her to marry Lashuk. A yivam Lashuk is a losasei. A losasei doesn't generate mamzerus. So according to the Beis Shammai, the worst that could happen is that you're marrying a woman who's a product of a marriage that's a losasei. That's not a mamzeres. El Beis Hillel Beis Shammai amai lo nimnu, but Beis Hillel should have refrained from marrying the women from the Beis Shammai, because b'nei chayav krisus mamzerim ninu, because offspring of chayav krisus creates mamzerus, and according to the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai was being matir eishes achiv shalom b'makom mitzvah tzchiv kareis. So that should have been a mamzerus issue. So says Mar Bechitei Meksavi Beis Hillel, Dein mamzer mechavi krisus. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, Beis Hillel holds like that unique opinion that you only mamzerus is only generated when it's chavi misus beizdin. The chavi krisus is not severe enough to generate mamzerus, and that's why the Beis Hillel would marry from the Beis Shammai. But that's not true, because Vamar Abelazar afal bishnechul Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'tzaros, even though Beis Shammai Beis Hillel disagree about tzaros arayos, whether they're chayiv in yibum or patur in yibum, modim shein mamzer elam mishe isuru isur erva venush kares. Everyone agrees that in isur kares generates mamzerus. So you see that even according to Beis Hillel, any child of an isur kares is a mamzer. So the kasha comes back: how could Beis Hillel marry the women from Beis Shammai? These might be products of isuri kares. They might be mamzerim. Elav shema min alawasu must be. This is the raya that Beis Shammai didn't really follow their own opinion. Because if Beis Shammai would have followed through on their own opinion, then there would have been mamzerim l'shitas Beis Hillel among the Beis Shammai, and no way Beis Hillel would have ever married them. Says Gemara, not a raya. Lo, li'olam asu. Maybe Beis Shammai did follow through on their own opinion. But it was on the shidduch resume. They would let the Beis Hillel know that if they read the shidduch from the Beis Hillel, they would say, by the way, l'shitascha, this girl is a mamzer, so you're not allowed to marry her. And they were just very open about it, and they would let them know in order to be matzel them from what they held is an iser. Vachinam mistaver, and it's most mistaver that Beishame informed the Beis Hillel. The Ketani Seifa, kol ataros v'kol tameos, shayu elu mitarin v'elu mitamin, all the taros and tameos that Beishame and Beis Hillel disagreed about, lo nimnu osim taros elu al gabe elu, they borrowed kelim from each other, and they didn't worry that maybe the kelim are actually tameh, even though Beis Hillel is more machmir in taros than Beis Shammai was. It's an anomaly where Beis Hillel is more machmir. So those kelim that Beis Shammai were makil with and were metaher, Beis Hillel would have held our tameh. How could Beis Hillel borrow the kelim of the Beis Shammai? If it's because Beis Shammai would let them know, by the way, this kli is not for you because this kli you hold this tameh mishamachilo nimnu. I get why Beis Hillel would borrow the kelim from the Beis Shammai. But if you hold that they never let them know, so Bishlam Beis Shammai mi Beis Hillel lo nimnu, I get why Beis Shammai would borrow kelim from the Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel is even more machmir. The tameos the Beis Hillel the Beis Shammai taros ninhu, because the kelim that Beis Hillel held our tamei, Beis Shammai would hold our tar. El Beis Hillel Beis Shammai lam lo nimnu, but why would Beis Hillel not refrain from borrowing kelim from the Beis Shammai? Taros Beis Shammai Beis Hillel tameos ninhu. After all, that which Beis Shammai held our tar, Beis Hillel holds our tamei. Elav the modiluhu shmamina, must be the fact that they were borrowing kelim one from the other is a raya that they must have let each other know when there was an issue for the other side. So that's the raya. So says Gemara, why is that any better of a raya than the fact that they would marry each other's daughters? Umay ume dahach mehach, meaning you're saying, oh, the raya that they would let each other know before they would read the shidduch is because you see, there's no other way to explain why they would borrow kelim. Why not say the raya that they would let each other know before they would borrow kelim is because there's no other way to explain why they would marry each other's daughters? So says Gemara, mal detzei matzara kala islay kamash milan. I might have thought that they wouldn't need to let each other know when it comes to the shidduch, because everyone knows about a tzaras erva. When there's a yibum situation, chalit situation, everyone finds out about it. So kamash milan, that just like they would let them know about the kelim, they would also let them know about the nashim. It could be that the kamash milan is that there's not always such a kol. Every time there's a tzaras erva, right? I don't know how many people are aware how many chalitzas actually go on. Maybe people don't pay such attention to it. Or it could be that even though there's a call, they would go out of their way to dafka document and let it be known clearly to the Beis Hillel when there was such a situation. So gufa, Amar Blaz Rav Mishnah Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Betzaros Modim Shein Mamzer El Mimishay Suris Rever Venosh Karis. We said that both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that what defines mamzerus is the product of an iser karis. That's what's going to create a mamzer. So man modim, who's modim to who that the bnei atzaros are not going to be mamzerim? Ilem Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If you're going to tell me Beis Shammai, who's matir the tzara to do yibum and asrus her l'shuk without doing a chalitza, is going to be moded to the Beis Hillel, that if the tzara goes and marries l'shuk without a chalitza, that the children are not going to be mamzerim. Pshita b'nei chayav elav and ksherim ninu. Of course they're not going to be mamzerim. Meaning, Beis Hillel holds the Tzara Serva doesn't need Yibum v'chalitza. So Beis Hillel will say, good, she's free to go. According to Beis Shammai, that's an Isser Lav. So you need to tell me that Beis Shammai's moda that there's no Mamzerus? Of course there's no Mamzerus. It's only an Isser Lav. Ella Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, it must be that Beis Hillel's moda that when Beis Shammai follows through on what they do, that it's not going to create mamzerus. And Beis Shammai is allowing a tzaras erva to do yibum. That's eishasach shlova makom mitzvah. So how do we make sense of that? That Beis Hillel is going to hold that it's not mamzerus because there's only mamzerus mechayve krisus? That is a chayve krisus. So el Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, he gof a chayve krisus he. How can you make sense of the sentence that tells you that, oh, don't worry, Beis Hillel is molded to the Beis Shammai, that it's not going to create mamzerus because you're only chayve, it only becomes mamzerus mechayve krisus. This is chayve krisus. So the only Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, really is Beis Shammai being molded to the Beis Hillel, that if the woman gets married to the Shuk, you know, she goes and gets married to someone else, that it's not going to create Mamzerus. And why would I think it does? Lafuke de Rabbi Akiva, Tamar Mamzer. Yesh mamzer b'chayav elavin. Rabbi Kiva holds his mamzerus even b'chayav elavin. Kamash malan. So that's why Rabbi Elias is telling me ein mamzer b'chayav elavin, that we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no such thing as mamzerus just as a result of chayav elavin. Okay, now the Gemara moves on to the next raya, whether Beis Shammai was asu k'divrehem or lo asu k'divrehem. Tashma, even though Beishamai and Beisil disagreed about Saros Erva, whether they're chayiv in Yibum and Chalitza, Uba Achayos, and there's also going to be a machlokas on Daf Chavav about where you have four brothers, that two of them are married to two sisters, and the two guys that were married, the two brothers who were married to the two sisters, died without children, so now the two sisters are Nofel Lefnei Yibum to the two remaining brothers, so they do Chalitza, they don't do Yibum, because each one is Zukuka to both of the brothers. So each of the women is achos zukukaso, and the chacham say, you're not allowed to marry achos zukukaso, just like achos ishto. So if they violate this isra of the chacham and they're miyabim the achios, so Beishami holds b'diavad, you can stay married, you're not going to be motzi them. And Beisil says, even b'diavad, if they already got married, they have to get divorced. And they also disagree, b'get yashan, about a get that in between the time it was written and the time it was given, there was yichud between the husband and the wife, where Beishami says that you could still use the get, but Beisil says, you're not allowed to use the get because there's a gzera, maybe she became pregnant from him during that time, and they're going to say that the get preceded the pregnancy, and b'safik ish is ish. There's also machlokas between them. Minatora Katana is not allowed to get married, is not able to get married unless her father gives her over for Kiddushin. But we already learned the concept that the mother and the brother can give her over for Kiddushin if there's no father in the picture, but that's only Kiddushin mitirabanan. So, and therefore she could do miyun to get out of that Kiddushin. So long as she doesn't do miyun, she's what we call a safek eshes ish. I don't know if she's going to do miyun or not and undo the Kiddushin the mafreya. So that's safek eshes ish. There's machlokas b'sham b'sil about that as well, about the dinim of miyun of a katana. And there's also machlokas b'garish ish of lanim imo b'punduk. If a man divorces his wife and then stays in the same hotel room with the wife, that Beishamai says you don't need a new get, Beisil says you do need a new get because you have to be choshesh that maybe he was bo'el or that he's bo'el or the shem kiddushin, maybe he intended to marry her again. And they also argue b'kesef b'shava kesef pruta b'shava pruta, how much money you need to do kiddushin kesef. Do you need a dinar Beishamai shita, or do you need a pruta, which is Beisil shita? So we have these five or six different machlokas between Beishamai and Beisil that relate to yichus of Klal Yisrael, that relate to who's allowed to marry who. So even though you have all of those machlokas, lo nimnu Beishamai lisa noshem Beisil v'lo Beisil mi Beishamai l'lamedcha shechib avreyos nogem zebzele kai meshnemar hemes v'sholom ehavu. They still married into each other's families because ha'emes v'sholom ehavu, they loved each other and they did everything, they trusted each other. Rabbi Shimon omer nimnu hei min avadev lo nimnu min asafik. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, they refrained from a vadei situation, but they didn't refrain from those that were sveikos, meaning like the safek eshes ish, where I don't know, will she do me? That they didn't refrain from. But the cases that were vadai problematic, that they did refrain from. Well, Yam Bishlama also, if Beishamai actually followed their shita, Mishamachi Nimnu, I get why the Beisil would not marry the Beishamai in cases of vadai. Eliyam lo asu, but if Beishamai didn't follow through on their opinions anyway, Amai Nimnu, why even in cases of vadai would Beisil refrain from marrying the Beishamai? Vitizbra, says Gemara, how can you hold that the reason that they held back was because in cases of vadai was because Beishamai actually did like their opinions? Even if they followed through on their opinions, that would only explain why Beisil wouldn't marry from the Beishamai, because they're chayav krisus umamzerim in Beisil, and then the women of the Beishamai might be mamzerim according to the Beisil. El Beishamai may nimnu Beisil, but they chayav ilavin nenu ksherim nenu. But why would that prevent the Beishamai from marrying the women from the Beisil? After all, they're only bnei chayav ilavin, and therefore they're going to be kosher. So kedam Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo nitzcha el tzara Atzma. That no, the whole case is talking about the tzara herself. So achinami, that which Beishamai would not marry Nashim from the Beis Hillel, lo nitzcha el tzara atzma. If you had a tzara serva from the Beis Hillel, Beishamai would know that she obviously didn't do chalitza, because Beis Hillel would just allow her to marry Lashuk. So Beishamai wouldn't marry such a woman because of the tzara herself. But in achinami, the next generation, Beishamai would have no problem marrying them because they're only a product of chayav ilavin. You're not allowed to violate the love, you're not allowed to marry her, the woman herself, but the offspring are only products of chayav ilavin, and there's no issue to marry them. Isuruhu. Why is this any different than the Vade Asuros, where it's Asur Safik Nami Isuruhu? Don't we have a principle that Safik Daraisa Luchumra? So even in the case of Safik, they should have withheld from marrying each other. So Lotema Minas Safik. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon didn't mean to say that they didn't marry in those cases of Safik. Eleima Minas Stam. It means that they didn't withhold from marrying a Stam woman from Beis Shammai where they didn't know that there was a problem. Demodilu Farshi, because they have the right to assume that Beis Shammai would have let them know if there was a problem according to their shita. So my kamashmalan, what's Rabbi Shimon coming to teach me? The whole chiddush is that they relied on each other to let each other know. So the avav reyus nogim zebezeh. That's exactly what's coming to teach me, that they treated each other with love and respect, and that's the whole chiddush. Well, frak the gemara hainu reisha. The reisha the Bryce already taught me that they let each other know and they treated each other with respect. What's the chiddush? Hakamashmalan dekula Rabbi Shimon hi, meaning not to the Reisha, meaning the Shita of the Rabbanan. It sounds like there's a Machlokas, where the Rabbanan said that they never withheld from marrying each other, because Emes V'Shalom Ehavu, and they were always good to each other, and then Rabbi Shimon comes along, and Lo Nimnu Min Astam is just telling me that Ava V'Shalom, that they treated each other with respect. So it says, yeah, it's all Rabbi Shimon. It's not two different Shitos. Rabbi Shimon tells us that they treated each other with respect. This Gemara is the Makar for the idea, for the question in Halacha, if I hold something as Mutter, and you hold something as Asur, am I allowed to give it to you? Right? Is that a violation of Lifnei Iver? The Ramah paskens in Yaradeya that yes, it's a violation of Lifnei Iver. That's the Tzarech Laduinu. Question, the other side is, no, it's almost Emes Shalom Ehavu with this unique relationship, but normally you would be allowed to do that. Okay, have a great day, everybody. We're all caught up.
Baruch, Rabbi.
Baruch, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day. Yeah.